The new law steers locally generated dollars to charter schools and allows them to tap into federal funds meant for schools that serve large numbers of low-income students. Broward County is preparing to file a lawsuit against the measure, and Florida Education Association President Joanne McCall says she expects more districts and organizations to follow.
I anticipate that Miami-Dade Superintendent Carvalho also will join in, just my thoughts. And I know Senator Mumford, who actually is the in charge of all the superintendents, he's the executive director for the superintendents, is very unhappy about this.
Bill Mumford heads the state superintendents association. Governor Rick Scott approved the law over the objections of school districts and many state lawmakers, including Senate leaders who, McCall says, expected House Bill 7069 to be vetoed. Even charter school lobbyists have suggested the law will be challenged. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.